unlike other real property, residential and commercial property, which is based upon fair market value, ag land is based upon productive capability. And productive capability is much less than what the market value of this property is bringing. Generally, it's about 20 to 22% of what market value of ag land is bringing. The process is we do an income capitalization methodology, and we contract, or the state of Missouri does, with University of Missouri Department of Ag. It's actually known as FAPRI, which is Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute. And what we do is we take 15 years of net operating income, and we project an income into the future, and we discount that back to present day and capitalize that and come up with a value for each of the 8 grades of property. We capitalize it based upon a 15-year average also. So what this is taking a future stream of income and determining a value based upon that future stream. And what the State Tax Commission is required to do is act as an informational clearinghouse in which we take this data, we have hearings, and then we decide what the values are on the particular grades based upon this methodology or this formula. We promulgate that rule and will within the next week. And then the General Assembly has 60 days from the commencement of the next session in which to disapprove of these numbers. If they wish to disapprove them, they have to do it by concurrent resolution. And if that is the case, then the numbers will stay intact the way they are now by grade. The last time these were changed was 1995. And it is important to point out, this is for 2011. Commencing January 1, 2011. So it's a 2 years from now that if the General Assembly takes no action, that these would take effect. Now, the higher productive types of soils are going, based upon this formula and the methodology, is going to go up approximately 29%. Now, the lower grades, the pasture land, the forest land, it's actually going down 25%. So based upon this information, about 65% of the acres in the state of Missouri is actually going to go down in value. But the more productive, which represents about 35% of all the acres, is actually going to increase.
How much is it going to increase? I mean,
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
How much of that farmland value is going to increase? How big a percentage is that increase?
Grade through 1 through 4, we have 8 grades, and 1 through 4 will go up 29%, and the 5 through 7 would go down 25%, and then we have a grade 8, which is basically you can't raise anything on it, and it stays at $30 per acre. And these are productive values. These are not even assessed values. So for ag land, they're at a lower assessment ratio, and you take 12% of that to determine how much you apply a tax rate to.
I've already been seeing stuff from various farm groups that are going to raise cane with the legislature about this. Can you meet with these farm groups and tell them, hey, this is a fair thing that's been done?
Oh, very much so. In fact, Farm Bureau has been active, from the commencement. This the actual contract was appropriated by the General Assembly to come up with a new formula. Previously, the farm groups and members of the General Assembly did not like the formula because it used cash rents as a surrogate for net operating income. And so in FY 2007, there were funds appropriated to come up with a new formula, an income capitalization, which utilized more modern methodology. The old formula was based upon technology back into the mid to late 70s. So this is a new way of looking at things that was put into place in 2007. So, yes, the Farm Bureau, all those agencies, they testified. They have been aware. This has not been a stealth, or there's been very transparent. They've had a chance to look at the methodology and the formula throughout the last 2 or 3 years.
It sounds to me as if, from what I've been reading from their press releases and hearing from some comments that people have sent to us, that they're not quarreling with the process. They just don't like a higher tax. Is that a fair thing to suggest?
I don't think anybody likes to pay more in taxes. You know, this is a situation where, you know, I guess I can't comment on what they're thinking. I think the formula is very fair, very accurate. It takes all kinds of income. It takes also into account the increases in expenses. And basically what we're looking at is does the formula, does it respond, does it make any sense? And if you look at livestock farmers right now who are having a very, very difficult time, especially hog farmers, generally their property is going to be pasture land and be grade 5, 6, and 7. Well, this shows a 25% decrease. So if you look at the last 15 years, you will see the net operating income of land in this grade around $6 or $7 per acre. If you look at the cropland, now granted, the last 3 years have been fairly good years, but you know we take a 15-year average. So we kind of mitigate the good with the bad and that sort of thing and come up with capitalize about $70 per acre for net operating income. So Iowa, I just recently read, I think their use values went up 30% this past year. And they have a similar methodology.
And as I recall, when this whole system was put in place many years ago, the idea was to get away from assessing farmland value the way other properties assessed and to try to make it more reflective of what the land actually produces. And that's what you folks are trying to do, and that's bringing some complaints because it seems to be producing better in some of these places.
Well, I'm looking at the situation. I've recently looked at actually market value, and these use values are anywhere from 20 to 24% of what the actual market value is bringing on these properties. For example, grade 3 or 4 would bring, $2,500 per acre to, say, $2,800 per acre. And, grade 4 is $496 per acre. $500 is what it's proposed to go to. So it's, you know, significantly less than what the market value. And that's what the General Assembly intent was, is to have an assessment ratio that's lower for the agricultural community, and also go on productive capability as opposed to what people are speculating and providing in a market value situation.
Basically, they've gotten what they asked for. You don't need to comment on that.
Thank you.
But I'd have to talk to the FAPRI folks about how they calculate it, but it seems to me when you look out 10 years and try to gauge what production value a farmland is going to have despite rains and droughts and whatever else might occur during that 10-year period, that's kind of an inexact science, isn't it?
Yes, very much so, and they'll be the first to admit that. The original methodology for cropland was to only use a capitalization rate of 10 years and 10 years of net operating income. When they presented that information to us, you still had a lot of volatility, and that's the last thing farmers want. I mean, the farmers, and as far as that goes, political subdivisions. You don't want 1 year where it's up 15%, the next year is down 20%. So to make that line a little less going up and down peaks and valleys, a 15-year cycle was utilized. And, you know, what you're basing it on is, okay, what's happened in the last 15 years? You're going to use that as a surrogate, as using that average is what is going to be happening into the future. But you're absolutely right. If we have 4 or 5 years of very poor crop returns, that's going to go into this 15-year average, and it's going to bring these values down. The other thing that can bring the values down is if in the next 3 to 4 years that interest rates, the capitalization rate increases. If it does, then it will lower those values as well. But it's also, you know, fair to keep in mind, we're talking about 2011. So the General Assembly can address it in this next session, or even in 1986, there was actually the state tax commission had recommended a reduction based upon the methodology, and the General Assembly at that point in time, because they were just coming out of statewide reassessment, and had basically all the subclasses using a fair pro rata share, declined to lower them, and actually had codified in statute what in fact the values would be by grade.
Refresh for me how often you go through this process.
Every 2 years. The statute requires that we go every 2 years. Now, in 1997, the State Tax Commission had recommended an increase. And in 1998, the General Assembly, through concurrent resolution, disallowed those, and then it went immediately back to the previous numbers. As I said originally, the last time that the productive capability values changed was in 1995.
So we've had it both ways. We've had one time where the legislature refused to accept a decrease, and you've had another time where the legislature's refused to accept an increase. So it can go either way.
That's correct.
It can go either way. Okay, and the fact that you're continuing to make adjustments over the next 2 years, and we'll be looking at this again in a couple of years. Is this kind of a self-correcting system, do you think? Is that can we call it that?
Yeah, I think that you'll be able to look at trends, develop trends. What everybody has a fixation for is what just immediately happened. You know, the response is, well, gas prices just went up. We had a flood. This is to take into consideration all those situations and not look at 1 year's event, but we're trying to determine a future income stream of what that land can basically stabilize into the future. For example, the net operating income that's actually used for grade 1 through 4 represents about 45% of what the actual net operating income was this past year. So, it's to get away from the fixation. So, well, we've had this 1 or 2 good years, and so you're using that number, you know, to project in the future. And that number is just 1 of 15. We try to mitigate the peaks and the valleys by using a larger average. And down the, you know, who knows what the future is going to be? As I indicate, if interest rates and capitalization rates increase over the next 4 or 5 years, that will have a large impact on the trend. That would make the values decrease.
Fact is, last time I looked, the corn farmers were doing pretty well. Now that we've gone to the ethanol route in so many ways, their productive value on their land has gone up in the last 7 or 8 years, particularly, it looks like.
Well, if you look in the state of Missouri, the net operating income, and it's predominantly, they utilize all the crops in the figures over at FAPRI, but it's driven predominantly by corn. And 2007, 2008 and 2009. When I use the word 2009, I'm really talking about the latter part of 2008 because of the data delay. They were 3 good years, and ethanol was probably one of that. But there's been a demand, and corn really skyrocketed up in 2007. In fact, I think 2007 was probably one of the best years that grain farmers have had in probably in two decades.
And now they're seeing the impact on their farm values, on their farmland values.
Yeah, on the productive capability.
Yeah.